Chof 7, 3rd of June, Rabbi Avraham Baruch Bloy, Techeles.
Rashi says, "Reisem oisay yuzchadu is kol mitzvah Hashem." How does it work? Because tzitzis is the gematria of 600. It's tzadik is 90. Yud tzitzis tzadik yud sof. Tzadik is 90. Yud is another 10, and we have another tzitzis together 100. Tzadik 90 yud 10 is another 100, 200 altogether, and then sof is another 400 altogether, 600. Then we have the 8 chutim and the tzitzis. The 8 strings in the tzitzis is 608. And then we have another 5 knots. The 5 kshorim, the 5 knots, when they tie the tzitzis, that's altogether 630. And this is a question. That's a reisem, uschalto, reisem, oisoi. Uschalto is called mitzvah Hashem. Through via seeing the tzitzis, you remember all the whole mitzvah Hashem and reminds you 613 mitzvahs. The Ramban says that the what reminds us of the tzitzis is, what reminds us of all the mitzvahs Hashem through the tzitzis is, it says in the tzitzis, Reisem oisei, uschaltem oisei. There is one string, or two strings, the machlokes rishonim, if you have to have two strings, or one string, of tcheles. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara says in Menoches, in Dalilon, the Gemara says, Omar, Neiman nishtanu, tcheles mikol mini tzivoyni. I don't remember exactly the lashon. Gemara says, why is different tcheles and dafke tcheles you have to put on the tzitzis? Why not a different color, a different dye? Why dafke tcheles? The Gemara says, it means tcheles doime doyan. Yan doime rokia. Rokia doime litgisa akovoi. Maybe a person gets oil malchus shamayim. He just sees the tzitzis, reminds him from the greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's the reisem oisoi. Through seeing the tzitzis, reisem oisoi yuschalatem oisoi. I'd like to speak about a little bit about the tzitzis and about the tcheles. Again, I want to be makdim, not halacha lemaisa. I'm not for it and I'm not against it. Everyone should ask his own rav how to behave and what to do. I'm just banging a little bit of the noise in the shyness about in the history about the tzitzis, and we'll see. Mat Hashem, I want to come to a little bit more of a longest question about it. Since we said we're going to start in the parsha, it says, Daber b'nei Yisrael, ve'nosno an tzitzis hakol ha'pesit b'cheles. Not only in tzitzis, we have tcheles. We have tcheles also in parshas Tetzaveh. In parshas Tetzaveh, when we speak about umin ha'tcheles, ve'argomon, ve'toyla ha'shoni, ve'osos b'gdei ha'srod. So tcheles, we don't have only legabi tzitzis, we have tcheles. We have also tcheles legabi the big day, the Mishkan, right? You have Yerios, you have lots of things with the Tcheles. Okay, so we know we have a Tcheles. Where the Tcheles comes from? Doesn't say. The Torah doesn't tell us where the Tcheles comes from. The first Mekor we have the Tcheles comes from is the Tosefta. The Tosefta is a very strong Yesod that it has to come from a Chilozoim. What is a Chilozoim we have to understand? Let's first see the words of the Tosefta. The Tosefta is a Menachas Perek Tes. And the Tosefta brings there, the whole Perek speaks about, you bring to Beis Hamikdash, all kinds of things you bring to Beis Hamikdash. You bring Melach. So the Tosefta brings, Melach, when you bring Melach, Ein bo elo Melach Zdoimis. You bring Dafke Melach Zdoimis. Ein Melach Zdoimis? You don't need Mistrok, Nikis. Bring a different type of salt. But Lekatchila you need Melach. Tzadikim is for example. And then Mevim, Eilim. Eilim, you're being from a certain place. Yain and Asochim, right? You're being from Tkoya. You don't know from Tkoya, you're being from somewhere else. It's not Mac. Then brings the Tosefta. The Tcheles Eino Bo Elo Min Achilozim. The Tcheles comes Elo Min Achilozim. Eilo Achilozim? Psesulo. So this is a Ma'akev. How do we die? The Tcheles has to be from Achilozim. Now Achilozim in modern Hebrew is a snail. A snail. We have to see what exactly is, if it is a snail or not a snail. But that's we know it has to be from Achilozim. That's the first Nakol, is the Tosefta. Now the Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara Menachos comes and says that the Chilazon comes oile achas l'shivim shana lefikoch domov yekori. Because it comes up only once in 70 years, we mean it's very expensive, and kole ilon is possible. Kole ilon. What is kole ilon? So the Gemara in a few places, but Metzian daf samachalav beginning to zeh uneshek, and the Gemara Menachos daf mem and Menachos, and we give a lot of places in Menachos, the Gemara says that there is a thing kole ilon. And Kol Ilon is very similar to Tcheles. Very similar. What is Kol Ilon? Kol, as we can stand, this is the color. And the Ilon is a tree. So it's something that comes from a tree. Most of the today, when you understand, rest of the Chachmei Umos understand that that's the indigo. Then the today indigo, as we know, it's a dye, but it's based on. Today it's also based on, why do we call this indigo, this color? Because it's based on a tree. Well, this tree, what the Rambam says, called Istnis, that's the tree. But that tree is called the indigo. So we know that the Tcheles is very similar to the indigo. So we know what we call it, sky blue, or different names. So, and the Rambam, sorry?
Jeans color.
Jeans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Nochon Amit, that's what they. If you look at the Rambam gives us quite the. When the Rambam speaks about the halachas of tzitzis, the Rambam tells us exactly the. I'm going to read the Rambam and Perek Beis, Aloche Aleph and Aloche Beis. Tcheles o Amura b'Torah, b'chol mokon. Whenever it says Tcheles in the Torah, he hatzemer atzavua kepotuch shebakoicha. That's a tzemer, wool, that this is dyed kepotuch. Potuch means light. A light color means potuch. Potuch shebakoicha. It's a light blue. Vezuhi, this is, what is this exactly the color? Zuhi demus horokia, aniras le'ain b'taurish horokia. When you look up at the sky, and there's a clear day, there's no clouds, this is exactly what Tcheles looks like. V'Tcheles ha'amura b'tzitzis, tzorich shetei tzvi oso tzvir yedua, shoimedes yofio. And what we say in tzitzis, that you need to have Tcheles, it has to be this type of color of Tcheles, and v'loi tishtane. So the Rambam brings the condition, and what is the tenai of Tcheles and tzitzis? That it shouldn't have any change. You wash it, it can't have any change. But if you come and you hold sheloi nitzva boisai tzviya, if you came and you dyed it not through this chilozim, not this through, as we can see later on, possible tzitzis. It's going to be possible. Afal pishu keino wakia, even though you have the same, it looks the same. Kigoish tzvoi beistis, as we said, this is the Rambam calls kole ilon, it's the istis. Oy b'shar ha-mashchirin, arei ze posul etzitzis. Ve'ochol v'aseit posul etzitzis. Then the Rambam comes and tells us that aloch ha-beis, keitzah tzoy mitcheh etzitzis. How exactly we do it? Lo yikhin ha-tzemer, you take the wool, v'shoyrin oysoy b'seed. You come and you soak it in the seed, v'achar kach mechavsin oysoy ha-jiyenoki, you come and you wash it and shemei clean, u'maltichin oysoy ve'ole, type of spice, first of all, you have to make sure it's good. You bring the blood of this snail. What is this snail? So, till now, we said, okay, we learned the Gemara, we saw the Tosefta, it has to be a snail. What is exactly this name? So the first Makor we see is the Rambam. Rambam says, Dag Chilozek. Vehu, what is it in this Chilozek? Dag Shedoy Me'enoi Le'inayam. If you look at the eye of this snail, it looks like the sea. V'domoy Shofer Kedioy. Domoy Shofer Kedioy. The blood of this animal, of this snail, is black. Like ink. Where do you find it? In Yam HaMelech. So we can start from the end. Yam HaMelech U'motzri. It's all the Yam HaMelech. And Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea, no? Why is it called the Dead Sea? Because
no fish.
There's no fish there, no? There's no life. It's dead. It's Yam HaMelech. There's no life there. So a lot of Achorim, when they bring a Raya, that the Rambam, when he speaks about, he's going down to Egypt, and one of the Igros, he says, I went through and the ship through Yam HaMelech. So you see that some say that the Mediterranean is a little bit more salty than the rest of the seas. So you mean that that's what the Rambam mentioned. The ocean is not so salty like the Mediterranean. That was some say. And you mean that that's what the Rambam calls it, the Yam HaMelech, and he means the Mediterranean. And in Okanam, where do we find this Chilozek? Where do we find it? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chovov. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chovov says that Mevuzaradon Rav Tabochim was left in Eretz Yisrael, Nebuchadnezzar left them in Eretz Yisrael, Lekoyomim Uleyoigvim. What's Lekoyomim? Lekoyomim, Kromim, vineyards, they come and press the wine, they should have wine, and Leyoigvim. What's Yoigvim? Yoigvim, that these are the people that come and collect the Chilozim, Shemitzoyer Ve'ad Chaifa. So we know that they have to be somewhere there, and it's also very good. According to the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara in Megillah, the beginning of Megillah, the Gemara says that Zvulun comes with Tainus. Zvulun says to my brothers, you gave Osher Shmeino Lachmo, you gave them Horim, Ugvois, Kromim, Vesodois, you gave them fields and vineyards, and you gave them mountains. And me, what did you give? Tells the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry, you will get Kulam Tzrichim Lecho. Everyone will have to come to you, because you will have the Tcheles. And the Tcheles, don't move your korim. You will make a lot of money out of the Tcheles. So we see it somewhere in the Shevel Zvulun, somewhere in the Mediterranean, in between Tzoyer and Haifa. And the same thing we see also that the Gemara in Sinai, in that few days, the Gemara says that Ove Omar Ove, Zug Bo Merekes, wasn't there a remez that the Gemara speaks about over there, the Kiddush HaChoynesh. And this, we see over there that there was all kinds of zeyer decrees of the Romans not to wear Tcheles at the time. And one of the things of there, what we see is that Zug, they sent over that Zug Bo Merekes. Zug means a couple of Tamidei Chachamim came from Rekes from Tveria. The Gemara brings that Rekes is Tveria. And Umotsoy Nesher, who found them? The eagle. Who's the eagle? The eagle represents Rome. And they had with them Luz. What's a Luz? Dvorim Manasim Beluz. Luz, as we know, that's Tzoyer. And the Gemara saw it there. And that they had with them Tcheles. And they tried to smuggle into Bavel the Tcheles. That's what the Lechoyas we saw in the end of the Tkuvah that Tanoim when you get in Tev. Anyway, so in the Rambam we see that the Tcheles is Tzemel, that you come and you die with the Chilozim. Interesting is that Rashi, whenever Rashi says Tcheles, Rashi says, what is Tcheles? Tzemel Tzovua Bedan Chilozim. Vehu Yorik. So someone explained that there was a big difference between Rashi and the Rambam. What is Tcheles? Rashi understands Tcheles is Tzemel Tzovua Bedan Chilozim. It's like, it's not exactly like a dye. This is it. It's like gold. Gold could be also, this color is gold. Right? You say this is gold. But you can also say gold is something be'etz and the mamashes. It's gold, right? So the same thing Tcheles. Rashi says that Tcheles is tzemel tzovo b'dam chilozen. It's not a color. This color is Tcheles, sky blue. No, when you have tzemel, wool, tzovua b'dam chilozen, that is called Tcheles. It's like Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes, and it's very vague shmak. If you learn the Pasha Tetzave, it makes sense. You say over there, you bring this Zov, it's a Kesef, it's a Argomon, and Tcheles. You bring blue, you don't bring a color, you bring Tcheles. Tcheles is something that's be'etzem turned to be into Tcheles. It's not something that's be'etzem just the color. That's what they want to understand in the Rashi. The Rambam, you see, not like that. The Rambam says, any color. What's going to be the nafkamina between the Rambam and Rashi? Could be the nafkamina will be according to the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael in Akdome, he says that, very interesting, he says that maybe according to the Rambam, He says that there will be a difference between tcheles in the Mishkan and the tcheles in tzitzis. He says that the tcheles and the Mishkan and Isurei in Klei HaMikdash in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Ches, and the Rambam beings, the Rambam doesn't say over there that you have to have chilos. He doesn't mention the word. He says you have to have tcheles. Tcheles. Big the Koyen, the Meil, the Avnei, the Machloik, the Avnei has to have tcheles. But it doesn't say over there if it was with chilos or without chilos. And the Rambam, as we read the Rambam, in Tzitzis, the Rambam says that it has to be tzavua v'dam chilosan. So, we see over here, that's what the Tiferes Yisrael wants to say. The Nafkim would be, according to Rashi, it's not called chilos if it's not made of a dam chilosan. It's not called chilos. Because that's going to be one of the Nafkim. According to Rashi, chilos always means tzavua v'dam chilosan. According to the Rambam, no. It could be, sometimes, chilos is a color, as we know. A color, sky blue, indigo, that's the color. Okay, so before we go weiter, I would like to start a bit the history of the tcheles. In a certain time, the tcheles stopped. When the tcheles stopped, we know for sure that till the end of Tkufas Amoraim, and maybe even after the Amoraim, what there was Tkufas Rabbonus Svoiroi, there were accepted tcheles. As we know, the Gemara Mem Gimel, the Menachos, the Gemara says that Rabachoye, some say he was the last Amoraim, from the last ones, or some say even was Rabbonus Svoiroi, what was a generation after the Amoraim. He comes and he says over there how exactly you could come and you can examine if it's tcheles or not tcheles. The Gemara says they did all kinds of bedikas, and Rabbi Choye comes and says it's called Ilam, it's not called Ilam. Anyway, we see in the times of Rabbi Choye, we find in the Gemara that they had tcheles.
What was the date of that
roundabout?
500. But did the Romans continue using blue?
Yeah, we're gonna come to it. Okay. So basically, even in the times of the Gemara, we do find that there was all kinds of degrees, not the word tcheles. As we find, we just said the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Yud Beis. Zug bo merekes, that is smuggling to bovel the tcheles. It was not so simple. So when they stopped having the tcheles, when exactly? So we said in the times of the Amoraim, definitely they had tcheles. But when they didn't have tcheles, so it's not so known exactly. Some want to say that till the Tkufas HaGeoinim they had tcheles. That's the 1100s. So that's quite fun. But the Arab Herzog, he wrote about it, the whole tcheles, he wrote about the big thing, he wrote it for his PhD over in London in 1913. And he wants a time over there that when the Muslims in 638, when they came to conquer Eretz Yisrael, so then they came and they destroyed and demolished all the factories what they had over there for tcheles. Because we find that tcheles, if you look also in the Aristo and then the Greeks, they write over there always that it was something very special. Also, you find in a Megillah, Achashverosh, right? Chulcha pasuk tcheles. Mordechai also lifnei haMelech, milvush malvush tcheles v'chul. There was also it was a royal thing, and then they made the decree that only the royal family could wear tcheles, and none of the Jewish people could wear tcheles. We find in the Tanchume, our parsha, Parsha Shlach, the Medrash Rabbe, Parsha Shlach, that the Tcheles v'onu, she'enu nu Tcheles, the Medrash says, Tcheles einu me'akir salom, and alokov einu me'akir the Tcheles, that's the first Mishnah in Perek HaTcheles, and that's the Medrash Menoches, and then finishes off the Medrash says, v'onu einu nu Tcheles, why? Because she'at Tcheles nignaz. And this is brought down with the Kisva Arisa, that the Tcheles is nignaz. Hidden till Mashiach will come. That's what is the Arisa, that's what's much more in the Tanchume, and the tcheles is nignas. So we don't know exactly what the time, as we said, it's in between somewhere from 500 till the 1100s. So it's quite a long time where the tcheles, we got lost somewhere. Okay, so we can start better in Shnastof Reish Mem Zayin, 1887. Came a very choshev rov, Reb Gershon Chanoich Leiner. He was the Admor Mirazin, Rebbe of Razin. He came and he decided to come and he published a sefer, a kuntres at the time. It was called Sefunei Temunei Choyim. At the time that was called a sefer. And he published a sefer and he says, we have to come and to bring back the tcheles. We have to bring back the tcheles. And after he published the first kuntres, Sefunei Temunei Choyim, he goes out to Napoli, in Italy. And he goes over there to the aquarium. And he finds over there a type of snails, and he looks through, it's called Dunon, tinfish. And he goes through 19 different species of this fish. until he finds one of them, and he says, this is the Tcheles. And I just, it looks like basically very similar to an octopus, if you could see this. Oh, it's too far. You can give over. And this is what
How do you know this is the fish at the Kabul?
So he went through the... This is the Radzina Tcheles.
Yeah, Kabul or the
Radzina fish?
For the Israelis?
No, he didn't have any Kabbalah. He went, he learned the Sforim inside, and as he learned the Sforim inside, he decided that this is the fish. Why? So if you look at the, if you look at it,
it doesn't look like a fish.
Yeah. No, so it swims. It swims in the sea.
Yeah.
But this is actually
a... It's certainly a snail.
Yeah, it's not a snail. Oh, so what's the problem with this? This is, isn't the snail. Well, we do find. So this is very interesting. If you see in one of the things of the strings will come out of him. In the end, he has like a small bubble, and that bubble is filled with ink, black ink. So he said, this is exactly the Rambam. This is black. What happens? This fish, this tin fish, when he's on the run and they wanna right, he's on the sea. There's predators in the sea. So he's on the run, so he comes and he platters this special box, what he has over there, what contains this, the shalpochit, what contains this tint. And this tint comes and the ink, it comes and does like a smoke screen, masach ashan. And this smoke screen, he comes and he escapes. So he came and he says, huh, this is Dom HaYishochar. And through this, he wants to answer a very interesting question of the Noid of Yehuda. The Noid of Yehuda asks the question, we know that is a din minamuta beficho. Minamuta beficho. You're allowed to come and eat only something that's minamuta beficho. Says the Noida Beyude, how could we have the Tcheles? And the Mishkan. Says the Machloikis and the Achroinim, if all the mitzvahs we say minamuta beficho. Tfilin, it says minamuta beficho. Lemantiyah toyot Hashem beficho, Tfilin has to be minamuta beficho. And all the mitzvahs is a big Machloikis. Big Machloikis. But not even in tzitzis. Big Dan Mishkan for sure has to be minamuta beficho. So why? How can you come and have chilazon? Chilazon is not minamuta beficho. Chilazon is.
What's
also the beficho? Minamuta beficho. What you're allowed to eat. Minamuta beficho. What you're allowed to eat. And this is not minamuta beficho. Chilazon is a dark tummy. Can't eat it. So the and the says the in some in the Yehuda when he speaks about it, he speaks about tefillin. Tefillin itself. Definitely has to be minamuto beficho. It has to be edible. Well, edible, it has to be from a kosher animal. From a kosher animal. What about, that's in the Torah, the matiyah Torah Hashem beficho. What about the, you have to come and to dye the tefillin in black, halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. What about that? You could come and have it from something that's not kosher? Said the Rebbe, maybe yes. You know why? Because there's a gemara will come and then it will come in the Kuf Aleph. Moses says, Chasuse lav milse. Chasuse, something that you can only see, is not tangible, lav milse. And therefore, if a goizel, if someone comes and steals something that's just, he came and he dyed it a different color, it's lav milse, it's nothing. That's what the Gemara says in Bobikamen. If Chasuse lav milse, he says the Noid of Yehuda, okay, so you can come and do it also from something that's not kosher, it's not din, from Amuda Beficho. But he wants to come and bring Yesod, Noid of Yehuda. And then he says the Yesod is that when we find Chazus Elam Milzi, something that's not significant. But when the Torah tells you that this color of black, you have to dye the black and it's very important, so the Torah is machshiv it. So maybe then it's going to be also Minamuta Beficho, and you have to have Minamuta Beficho only black.
Torah doesn't mention black.
According to this, Tcheles has a significance, the color. It's not stamp Tcheles. Has a significance. The color has to be Tcheles. Says the Leibidu, how could you come and have Tcheles something? Says the Radzina, according to what I'm saying, is very good because it's dam mifkat pokid. It's not part of the animal. This is a side thing. It's like when the Gemara goes in, we're not going to go into the Sugya, the Yitzhak Atome, and the Gemara in honey, and the Gemara in Pchoyot of Zion. But basically, according to this, he wants to answer. Let's continue. So the Radzina came and decided this is the fish. A few years later, this was in 1887. A few years later came Rav Herzog, as we spoke about. He did his PhD in London University, and he wrote a whole article about it, of the royal blue.
PhD?
Yep.
The doctorate.
Doctorate, that's right. And in Tov Rishayim Gimel, in 1913, and he came and he proved, first of all, that the trailers of the Radziner doesn't make sense, and you could, from the chemicals what they came and they put together, you could take blood of the ox, of plenty of animals, and exactly the same thing comes out. So he wanted to say maybe it's the more extractless, as we can speak later on, but he came and he said that it's a fish that's called sgulit. And this actually looks like a snail. And the scientific word is, in English it's called Yatina, Jatina, or Jantina Palida Harvey, scientific word. And basically this is what it looks like. This is
the snail.
Jantina, yeah. This is mamish a snail.
A schnecke.
Not Argentina, Jantina. And, well, the problem is he couldn't actually process the color with it. He couldn't do it. So later on, and that's basically he has over here. It looked like a snail. Mele, as we said, it found lots of questions. And because one of the big questions what they have about the Radziner is, it looks like a fish, maybe, but it's not the snail. And the Gemara says that it has to be a chilazon. The chilazon is a snail. How do we know that a chilazon is a snail? Something arrived from a medrash of Shir HaShirim. The medrash of Shir HaShirim says that the same like Klal Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. And they were in the Midbar for 40 years. So the clothes were growing with them. The same thing, the snail grows together with the shell. So we see that the Chazal Chilazon has a shell. And according to Radziner, it doesn't have a shell. So that's why he wanted to compensate that this is. A few years later, in 1885, there was a person from Kiryat Sefer, actually he lives, Rav Eliyahu Tovgal, his name is. And they decided together with Dr. Zederman, they decided that the Morix tranquilus, that is the chelif. And the Morix tranquilus is like something like this, it's quite small like that. This is actually a snail. Morix tranquilus.
It's a seashell, it's a shell.
Yeah, it's a shell. And they wanted to come to say that this is the snail. Now, Kenzanyo, Kenzanish. What is the tainus against it? So Mamish Bakitson, we don't have time. The tainus is, so let's look through the Rambam, and it fits with the Rambam, all of the description of this chilosan. So the Rambam says, what is this treles? We're being a chilosan, but who died? This is not a fish. This is a snail. It's not a fish. Who died? Second of all, says the Rambam, doim eino leinayam. It's not eino leinayam. Domo yishocho kidyoi. Domo yishocho, no. It's when you take out the blood of this Morix tranquilus, it's see-through, has no color. And then they put it in the sun, and it turns into the indigo, to this color of the sky blue. So, according to the Rambam, there's a little bit of a question on this. They try to find for it. Another question, a very strong question, that this is what the Radziner asked, it says in the Gemara, that why it's so expensive, because Eilo oile elo achas l'shivim shono. Eilo oile elo achas l'shivim shono. If it's oile achas l'shivim shono, so according to Lechoyre, we see that it comes. So they wanted to say, no, it's not Oile Achas the Shivim Shona, that by itself it comes out once in 70 years. But Inochaname, to come and to go and to enter the sea and to collect it, you can go and collect it whenever you want. Anyways, there's Tainet Lekana Lekana, I just wanted to bring the history. One Tainet, well, the Raziner came in Tainet, the strong Tainet, and that's what I wanted to speak about, but maybe we can leave it for next time, that he came in Tainet to his friends, the Gdoilim then, we know Sofik Doiraisa Lechumra. Sofik Doiraisa, even if you have the smallest doubt, it's a mitzvah Doiraisa Lechumra, and you're more severe about it, and you have to do it. If so, Tcheles Doiraisa, Parashat Shavua, Tcheles Doiraisa. Even you know what, don't agree with me, whatever it is, if it's the antenna, the tin fish, the morax, whatever it is, but you still have 1%, 2%, 50%, that might be the Tcheles. Stop it, guys, and put on the trailers. So they say, no? Stop it, guys, and home. So they answered him in a very interesting tense. When do we say stop it, guys, and home? Only when you mekayim it, you're to the sofek. Not when you don't. What that means, and I'm going to explain. For example, person has a sofek if he benched Birkas HaMotzeh. He ate, could they svir? Definitely he's obligated to come now and to bench. Midoy Raisa. He goes, he doesn't remember. No, What should he do? He benches again. Why? Sofek deiraisa lechumra. Sofek deiraisa lechumra. He has to bench again. Once he benched again, that's it. That's it. He solved the problem. Right? He solved the problem. Sofek deiraisa lechumra tells me lechumra, but only if you solve the problem. You know what you have to do lechumra? When you solve the problem. I have a sofek if I shokel the lulav the first day of Sukkos, the deiraisa. I have a sofek. Shake it again. Once I shake it again, I solve the problem. No questions. But the tzitzis, okay, I come in, I'm going to the shop, I'm asking them, please give me tzitzis or tcheles. Putting on the tzitzis or the tcheles. I solved the problem? I sure kept tcheles? No, I still have the suffix. When do we say suffix deraisa lechumra? Only when? That once I came and I actually behaved the chumra. I behaved the chumra. I actually followed the chumra. And I actually done it, so I solved the problem. I have no suffix anymore. But even after I put on the tcheles, I still have the going problem. So maybe we don't say suffix deraisa lechumra.
Could be as well that you don't have to wear
tzitzis,
we don't have a
begging. Yeah, this is a very strong shayla of the Shagasari. The Shagasari says that if tcheles, yeah, even if it's not me'akim, but it's one mitzvah, the tcheles,
you shouldn't wear
tzitzis. You shouldn't wear tzitzis. You're mevatel mitzvah to say today. We shouldn't wear tzitzis. By Matzorchim, there's a few terrorism for that. It's a good question, the Shagasari asked it. But the question on this, svohe, is lichoyre, we find that lulav. If a person, the first day of Sukkot, he's not sure if he came and he shook the lulav. And now it's bein hashmashos. Even if he's going to shake it again, could be it's already night, could be it's day, could be it's night. You're still not sure if you're a yoytze or not yoytze the mitzvah. No. What should he do? Shake it again or not? Shake it again. Well, 1 second, according to what we said, that if you're not sure if you will be yoytze, so you don't do it, so now, I'm bein hashmoshes. I'm not sure if it's day, I'm not sure if it's night. Don't shake it again. Oh, so there's two different sfeikas we could say. We could say different terrors. But maybe I just want to suggest that maybe over there in lulav is a little bit different. Because in lulav, maybe we have ischazak isur. That means this person during the day was for sure chayav to come to shake lulav. For sure chayav. That's called ischazak isur. That means he was for sure obligated. Now, once came in the night, or sofek if it's night, so he's saying, you know what? He's chazak yisure, do it anyway. But in tzitzis, he was never obligated before. As we said, it's not a choyvas gavra, right? That means if you have tzitzis, then you have to put on the thing. So maybe that's going to be the difference between lulav. Okay, we can manage, but we're going to finish it.
Shkoyah. Shkoyah.